الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی رسوله الامین سیدنا و نبینا و مولانا محمد و علی آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین طیبین طاہرین. سو لاسٹ ٹائم وین وی اسٹاپ دا اسٹوری آف موسیٰ اینڈ خضر علیہ السلام کیم ٹو دس پوائنٹ دیٹ فائنلی دے میٹ ایچ ادر اینڈ خضر علیہ السلام ہی واز سٹنگ آن دا راک. So Musa alayhi salam, he first said to him, Assalamu alaikum. So we will translate the ayat from this point on, but it is in the authentic ahadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given little bit more explanation that how they interacted with each other. So Musa alayhi salam, he said, Assalamu alaikum. So Khidr alayhi salam said, Wa alaikum assalam. And he asked the question, Wa anna bi ardika salam. How do you know salam in your land? So then Musa alayhi salam introduced himself. He said, Ana Musa. So Khidr alayhi salam said, Musa Bani Israel, are you the same Musa, the prophet Musa of Bani Israel? He said, Naam, yes. So he said, Ahlan wa sahlan. Then he welcomed him. And after that, Musa alayhi salam, he asked him the question. So from today, the Qala lahu Musa. Musa alayhi salam, he said to him, to Khidr, Hal attabi'uka? Can you allow me? Can I follow you? Hal attabi'uka? Can I follow you? That you teach me, ala an tu'allimani, that you teach me, mimma 'ullimta, from the same knowledge that you have been imparted upon, that you have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what type of knowledge is that? The knowledge is the rushd. Rushd means the knowledge of truth, the knowledge of guidance. Rushd means guidance. So this is the knowledge of guidance and the truth that you have been blessed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is it okay if I follow you, I stay with you, and then you teach me some knowledge from that type of knowledge? Right? So what was the answer, the response of Khidr alayhi salam? He said, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. He said, Musa alayhi salam, you are a Nabi and messenger, that is, mashallah, very high place, very high status. But on the other side, the type of knowledge that I have been given, you cannot bear with me with sabr. You do not have the patience to bear with me with this type of knowledge. Tastatiya. Tastatiya, if you can do something. Lan tastatiya, if you cannot do anything. He said, Lan tastatiya, you will never be able to bear with me with the patience. Okay. Qala innaka lan tastatiya maya sabra. So, this also shows that it opens the door for so many mysteries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, so many secrets and mysteries and the other type of knowledge that not everybody, even the high caliber of the people like the prophets and anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, they also did not have that type of knowledge. So, and Khidr alayhi salam, he has given another example of the knowledge of all the human beings, including the knowledge that has been given to a Nabi and to Khidr alayhi salam also. The both type of knowledge. So it will come, it's not in the Quran, but again in the Sahih Ahadith, that both of them, when they were sitting in the boat, so Khidr alayhi salam, he saw that a bird came and the bird sat on the boat and just, you know, took some sip of water, one sip or two sips of the water, as you how much water the birds, the, you know, they can drink, and then it flew again. So Khidr alayhi salam asked Musa, did you see this bird? He said, yes. So he said, what do you think that how much water she had drink from the whole ocean? He said, just one or two drops of water. He said, the example of my knowledge and your knowledge that both of us have been given, in comparison of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like the one sip or the two sip of the water that this bird has taken on. Subhanallah. So even there is still so much knowledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that human beings are not able to explore, they discover. So he said that you cannot be with me with the sabr because of this very unique and different type of knowledge. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ And he gave him reasoning also. It's very logical. He said, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ How can you be patient? How can you have the sabr on something عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ خُبْرًا That you cannot encompass that type of knowledge with any your previous experience. You never come across with this type of knowledge. So whenever you see this very first time, so it is the human, you know, instant reaction that you cannot bear this. Ala ma lam tuhid bi tuhid from ihata, encompassing khubra, any experience. Even in modern Arabic also, when you apply for a job, you are in the interview. So they ask you, have you khubra, any experience of the knowledge, right? You are applying for this job, but you have the knowledge of that. So the same word from the Quran, mashallah, it is in modern Arabic. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا So Musa alayhi salam, you said, I will try my best. سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ You will find me. Tajidu, wajada, yajidu in Arabic, find. Satajiduni, you will find me. Inshallah, if Allah's willing, sabiran, patient. You will see me, I will try my best to be patient. Wala aasi laka amra, and also I promise that I will not disobey you in anything. Whatever you do, I will let you keep doing that, and I will not oppose it. I will not disobey or agree with you. Wala aasi laka amra. So Musa alayhi salam, without going to that experience, he thought that I have that strong commitment and resolve that I will not interfere at all. But now we will see that what happens. So that was the promise from Musa alayhi salam. And the assurance that he will not be doing anything that will be interference in the work of Khidr alayhi salam. So when he did the promise, then Khidr alayhi salam said, okay, if you are saying that, and if you are giving me your word, your promise, but still in the next ayah you will see the translation. He said, now if you are following me, never ask me any question for whatever I am doing until I will explain to you by myself that what I and why I did it. So we will continue inshallah from this.